Our scripture today is in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Before we get in here, let's pray.
Can you hear him?
We thank you, Lord, for this chance to be in your word, for this chance to hear what it is that you have for us. And we pray that the message spoken from your word is for your glory, and that you use it in such a way that we may draw closer to you and know you all the more. Anything that's said that's not from you, we ask you, Lord, that it's forgotten. But that which is from you, may we be challenged or encouraged as you see fit, that your light might shine all the brighter. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Hear now God's word. As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Snake and Matt, good luck on this sermon title here. Matt puts these things on our YouTube channel. If you're ever interested in hearing a sermon again or in recommending a sermon to someone, our YouTube channel, just type in Trinity United Methodist Church, Trafford?
T-U-M-C-Trafford.
Thank you. T-U-M-C Trafford on YouTube, and the sermons are posted there. Here's the sermon title for today. So I don't know what you want to do with that. What we've been talking about over the past few weeks are how God calls us to discipleship. And in the midst of that discipleship, we recognize that we're all called differently in discipleship. That as the body of Christ, we're made up of all different parts, meaning that we don't all grow the same way. And so we're going through a Bible study called Gospel Pathway to Discipleship. It's a way of looking at ourselves, our own personality, and trying to figure out how we grow best towards Christ, because it's all different for each of us. Last week, we mentioned, too, the Markan Pathway Discipleship and the Matthean Pathway to Discipleship, Mark and Matthew. The Markan Pathway Discipleship, very quickly, is through the Holy Spirit. Markans love the Holy Spirit. They're in tune with the Holy Spirit. They listen to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit calls them. And as an example that we used in the Bible study last week, a Markan can go to Walmart to go shopping, but on their way to Walmart, they may feel the Holy Spirit calling them to go to Target. Target's in the complete other direction. It's 10 miles further away, but the Markan will respond to that call, flip the car around safely and according to traffic rules, and drive to Target. On their way to Target, however, they may see someone broken down on the side of the road and might feel the Holy Spirit calling them to help that person. And so they're going to stop their shopping trip altogether, pull off the side of the road, and help that person. This is the Markan way to discipleship. Now, as our Bible study person had said, that the Markans to others might seem like they have a bit of spiritual ADD. God might be calling them to one thing, and then in the middle of doing that thing, God might be calling them to another thing, and then they'll drop that thing and then go to this other thing, whatever it might be. Markans value worship, but what they value about worship is in its creativity. Markans like to think outside of the box. Whatever that box might look like, Markans like to do whatever God might be calling them to do. So we have this worship that we do. It's kind of known. And Mark and might want to dance in the middle of worship. And if they feel the Holy Spirit calling them to dance, they'll get up and dance. Or raise their hands, wave them around, praise Jesus. Markins follow the will of the Holy Spirit. The other way we talked about last week briefly is called the Matthean. Matthean pathway to discipleship is more box-like. Matthians love structure, love order. They gain a lot of comfort and peace from knowing what's coming next. When it comes to worship, a Matthean loves the old-time creeds, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the liturgy. You can change worship and how it's structured with a Matthean. Just do it a couple years in advance and let them know about it every day, and then they'll be okay with it. Matthians love the church, and they love that the church is structured in a certain way. A structure gives them comfort. Matthians and Markins, as you can imagine, don't always get along. Markins love thinking outside of the box. Matthians like thinking inside of the box. But if the Holy Spirit calls the Matthians and the Markins to do the same thing, watch out, because they're passionate, both groups, and they love serving God. And if they could get on the same page and serving God with a particular thing, they'll do it with their entire being. And today we're going to talk about another group that's tied together. That other group is the Lucans and the Johannine. Now the Lucans, which is represented by the picture on the left, is a group of people who love relationships. They love growing closer to a small group of people, to learn about that person, to walk with that person, to dwell with that person. If you recognize the picture on the left, it's from a famous painting by the road to Emmaus. Two disciples were leaving Jerusalem a couple days after Jesus was crucified, and as they were walking, a stranger came up to them, and they didn't recognize that stranger with Jesus, but Jesus was talking to them and ministering to them, and they loved it. They just didn't know who he was. When they got to the inn where they were staying, Jesus broke bread with them. And it was in that breaking of bread, in that fellowship, that they recognized Jesus. The Lucan loves fellowship of all types. Lucan's favorite part of worship is just the gathering, being with other people. Potluck dinners, movie nights, board game nights, anything that draws a group of people together, a Lucan's there. They love talking to people, love hanging out with people, and the way they draw closer to Christ is through a small group of people that they can sit with, that they can talk to, that they can grow with. Lucans, sometimes to a fault, pushed a little bit further, value that group of people sometimes more than they value learning about Christ through personal daily devotions. If there's some way that they can learn and read the scriptures with another, that helps. Helps a lot. The Johannine also values relationships. If you recognize this part of scripture in the Bible, we have Jesus talking to one other individual. Anyone have a guess who that might be? It's Nicodemus. Nicodemus, that's a scripture in John. Jesus comes to Nicodemus at night because Nicodemus is afraid of other people. And other people knowing that he's talking to Jesus. Nicodemus is a Pharisee. And this is a mentor-mentee relationship. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus one-on-one. And if you look all throughout John, you start to see that there's a number of these mentor-mentee sort of relationships. Jesus mentored all the disciples, but specifically Jesus was closest to John, the beloved disciple. Jesus also, at the end of the Gospel of John, mentored Peter, sat with Peter one-on-one and asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" That whole exchange. People who are Johannine discipleship pathway need a mentor, someone that they can learn under, someone that they can draw closer to and learn, especially the Bible. Your Johannines are some of your people who know the scripture inside and out because they study it, they read the word every day, and they have a teacher whom they go to who teaches them. The next step for a Johannine is difficult for many Johannines to take, which is to become the mentor. They love being the mentee, sitting under the teacher like Mary in our story today. But if a mentee can become a mentor, they become a great mentor, able to lead and guide someone to a deeper understanding of Christ through the scripture. One of the growing edges of a Johannine is they hold their mentor on a pedestal. And if that mentor should say anything wrong or do anything wrong, they're gone. They're brokenhearted, they're devastated, and it's difficult for them to recover because that person was Jesus for them. The only one who has successfully sat on a pedestal for 2,000 years is Jesus himself. Every other person has made a mistake. And if a Johannine sees a mentor, they usually do see them as an example to them of what Jesus is like. And when they mess up, it's a difficult thing for a Johannine to take. They both, Lucans and Johannines, love relationships. Lucans love relationships with as many as possible, although they have this tight-knit group. Johannines love a relationship with one person. You get them together, and they can build a lot of relationships together with one another and with those around them, and lead small groups and teach the gospel message. Why are we talking about all this? Very simply because of this. We're the body of Christ. We're the church, the hands and feet of Jesus. If we're not drawing closer to Christ, or we're not seeking a deeper relationship with Jesus in our lives, what are we doing? Why are we worshiping Christ if not to draw closer to Christ? And the truth is the way that I draw closer to Christ may not fit well with someone else, and that's okay. We need to learn how we draw closer. We need to learn what works best for us in drawing closer to Jesus, in increasing our discipleship, in knowing Jesus more and more, in order that we live with grace and peace, joy, hope, and love, and are able to share that with those who are around us. Not share that in the same way I do, and I can't share that in the same way you do, but I can share that in the way that I have been called to. But I have to commit to that. I've learned through this Bible study that I follow a more Lucan way, the relationships. I love relationships. And so as I draw closer to Christ, I need to be able to draw closer to Christ through relationships and widen those circles. So it's difficult for me to do that, as with many Lucans, to widen those circles and make them bigger and bigger. But if I want to draw closer to Christ, I need to work on that. We need to find what pathway God has put us on and walk that, so that we may know Christ all the more, because we are the church. And as the church, I want us to be able to learn to love ourselves, each other, and this wonderful town, so that they too may know that they are loved and they have an opportunity to draw closer to Christ also. I leave you with this benediction. From Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen. and amen. Go in peace, knowing that the love of the Lord goes with you always.